From the online travel site since May of 2002 because of disagreements over the terms of distribution. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Tired of hearing liberals are weepy? We'll show those blustering mohawks.
ABC Radio News.
Talk radio. Serious.
I'm Ed Donahue. We're learning more about the man who started shooting in a one-room Amish schoolhouse yesterday in Pennsylvania. Five young girls were killed. Charles Roberts later killed himself. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says Roberts had been upset over the death 9 years ago of his baby daughter shortly after she was born.
Roberts was angry with God for taking the lease as outlined in his suicide note, stating that it had changed his life forever and he was not the same since it happened.
Roberts also talked to his wife about something else.
Then he states, I molested some minor family members that were 3 or 4 years old. 20 years ago.
Miller says police have yet to confirm Robert's statement. Miller says there was no evidence any of the children in the schoolhouse had been sexually assaulted, but it was possible that Roberts planned to. Five young girls are still in the hospital. Four of them are in critical condition. A Turkish airline plane landed in Italy. It was hijacked by two Turks protesting Pope Benedict's visit to Turkey next month. The plane is on the runway at the airport in Brindisi, Italy, and the hijackers have told authorities they're ready to surrender. Pope Benedict has been criticized about comments he made about Islam and violence. House Speaker Dennis Hastert is brushing off any suggestion he resign. He's caught up in the fallout over the resignation of Congressman Mark Foley. There are questions about sexually explicit emails sent by Foley to underage male congressional pages. Majority Leader John Boehner says Hastert told him months ago the Foley situation was taken care of. Forecasters at Colorado State University are now only predicting one hurricane in the Atlantic this month, not two. Researcher Philip Klotzbach says El Nino is the reason.
With El Nino conditions, you see more vertical wind shear across the tropical Atlantic, and it puts an early end to the tropical cyclone season.
It took a while to do it, but the Dow Industrial surpassed its all-time trading high of 11,750. It's now about 2 points above that. This is AP Radio News. A major New York City transportation hub is getting upgraded detectors to guard against chemical attacks.
The chemical sniffers are going into Penn Station 2 years after a prototype system was rushed into place for the Republican National Convention. The sensors monitor the air for chemical toxins and are combined with hidden video cameras. There's already a network in place at Grand Central Station. It's being upgraded. The system was developed after the sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway in 1995. Among the problems that had to be overcome to make the detection units practical, early versions couldn't tell the difference between a chemical attack and a custodian's cleaning supplies. Warren Levinson, New York.
Katie Malua has reached new depths. The singer set a world deep sea water record by performing a concert 994 feet under the North Sea in the leg of an oil platform off Norway. Malua's band performed a two-hour concert to celebrate the 10th anniversary of natural gas production at the Troll A platform. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Travelocity presents the gigantinormous sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
My name's JR. If you know me, fine. If you don't, that's okay, too. But if I tell you something, take it to the bank, and I'm telling you, Sinus Buster is a miracle product. Migraines, sinusitis, cluster headaches, the stuff that kills you, that racks you with pain, Sinus Buster can relieve instantly. Where do you find it? Sinusbuster.com. That's sinusbuster.com. www.sinusbuster.com. Don't suffer any longer. The power of the pepper in Sinus Buster.
What does it mean to be one of America's best hospitals? The recent U.S. News and World Report survey recognized 14 hospitals on the honor roll for comprehensive excellence. These are among the institutions that conduct research, develop and utilize new treatments, and take on the most difficult procedures in every area of medicine. Their faculties are comprised of the world's most accomplished physicians, not just in a few specialties, but in virtually every specialty. This year, only one New York hospital was named to the honor roll. New York Presbyterian, the University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell. A New York Presbyterian was one of only five hospitals, including Johns Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic, ranked nationally in all 16 specialties reviewed. To learn more, visit nyp.org. New York Presbyterian, the University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
See the light bulb go on over my head, but I felt it because I'm standing there saying that I know there's somewhere a song about the Amish. The poor Amish, they don't want any part of this depraved, violent, disgusting, horrible culture that we live in. And look what happens to these poor Amish people. And then, of course, they're bombarded with all these things. They had to literally, the Amish, go to the news conference yesterday to find out what happened because they can't watch it on TV. So if they wanted to know the news, they had to literally go to wherever all these millions of press people were. The saddest picture is the picture of the crime scene tape with all the Amish people around it, you know, with the men with the beards and those hats and the women in the bonnet. You should never see an Amish person in crime scene tape in the same picture. Should you? They have no crime. That town where they live, there's no police force. Who needs police? They're Amish. You know, not that they don't every now and then they get in a little trouble. You know, there was some a couple of years ago, you know, because people have to remind you, there was some Amish people like buying drugs from a motorcycle gang. But basically, you know, they're with us, but not of us. And they don't bother anybody, unlike a lot of other people. Now, a lot of these people that live in like some other century bother other people. You know, I mean, the Orthodox Jews in New York, they're very annoying. They're very annoying people. You know, first of all, their neighborhoods where they're trying to harass people so they can buy all the real estate. You know, when they expect everybody, people in their neighborhood that are not Orthodox Jews, you know, we're supposed to, you know, kowtow to every stupid little thing they want. You know, the Taliban. The Taliban, wherever they are, you know, trying to impose their vision, you know, their 14th century vision of life on everybody else. But the Amish, there they are, they're out in the country, they don't bother anybody. They just do whatever it is that they do. They couldn't even, do you know that the injured children, they wanted to helicopter, you know, normally you'd put the parents of children on a helicopter to the hospital. They couldn't do that. They won't fly in a helicopter. Whatever it is they believe, man, they really believe it. So they said they were hiring vans, but I don't think they don't ride in vans either. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe reality sets in. You know, maybe somebody said, maybe the hospitals, I don't know where they took them. But maybe it was too far to go in a horse and buggy. You know, I mean, sometimes I guess you have to kind of bend the rules a little bit. So it's just so sad. You don't want to see the Amish. You know, it's sort of worse than if it was anybody. I mean, I know, you know, you could say, please. You know, I have a friend who all he can say is 16,000 people are murdered a year in the United States. 16,000 murders a year. Well, that's a lot. You know, so why is this worse? Well, because if you're an entire society that chooses to live apart from everything, it shouldn't happen to you. Isn't it wonderful that Bush, oh Jesus, oh, I love election season. There was the school shooting in Colorado last week, and the third one, I couldn't remember yesterday, it was the kid who walked in and killed the principal in Wisconsin. Are these like all red states? Are these red states? So Bush, who I'm sure normally wouldn't even notice any of this was happening, did a real Clinton. You know how no matter what happened, Clinton had to, you know, come out with the trembling lip and everything and feel everyone's pain. So Bush is feeling the pain of the Amish. I guess this proves one thing. I guess everybody killed in these school shootings was white. You know, because Bush is feeling everybody's pain. And next week, he's having a conference on school violence at the White House to deal with this. Even though, in a way, I was saying yesterday, what's with these school shootings? These are not school shootings the way the other school shootings were. These are kind of, I don't know, I don't even know how you, the one with the kid killing the principal was. But the one in Colorado, I mean, it was an insane man, you know, who was, I would guess a child molester, probably. You know, who had cased it out and picked out the six girls that he wanted to kill, and he molested them. And this guy, yesterday in Pennsylvania, it turns out, that what was making him crazy is that he claims that 20 years ago, he molested minor relatives, whatever that means, who were 3 and 4 years old. Now, nobody in his family, now this guy was 32. So this means when he was 12 years old, he touched three-year-olds. And he was having dreams of doing it again. He was having dreams that this is a guy, he's married, he has three kids. And he was mad at God because they had another child who died in 1996. God, you know maybe what this country needs? Some kind of decent mental health care. Wouldn't you think? This guy who did it yesterday, maybe if the guy could have gone, you know. I mean, people do have a reluctance to seek mental help. But maybe if the guy could have gone to a psychiatrist or something, he wouldn't have ended up doing this. But of course, we don't have any kind of health care. You know, why should we have mental health care? We don't have bodily health care. You know, and the other guy in Colorado, so these are not exactly school shootings. I mean, and I don't even know that in the case of the Amish school, you can even, what are they going to do? Didn't they put metal detectors and IDs and all kinds of stuff into schools? Although that doesn't count for this one, because this was a one-room schoolhouse in the middle of nowhere. You know, so the Amish would not be putting in a metal detector. You know, the school in Colorado, how did the guy get in? Or if there is a metal detector and you point a gun at somebody, you know. Now I know there are going to be people on the fringe, I guarantee you this, who are going to say that these two guys were like somehow sent out by Bush so that they can have some kind of more of a crackdown on our freedom. Because it does seem to be leading to that. You know, now, instead of having metal detectors like in the schools, you know, or in front of the, where do you put them? I guess in front of the doors. Maybe they'll have to build perimeters around the schools so that you can't even get to the doors. So I'm sure there are people even more fringy to the left than I am that are really going to think these are like Manchurian candidates, you know, sent out by Bush. But I thought it was so funny because, you know, if there were not an election, what is it, 5 weeks from today, do you think he would be calling next week a White House conference on school violence? Somehow I don't. It's a man who couldn't pay attention. He couldn't pay any attention to Katrina. But that was an election year. You know, those poor people in New Orleans, if they would have only had that damn hurricane in the election year, that was their mistake. That hurricane did not come during an election year. That's why he totally ignored them. If only Katrina would have happened this year, Bush would have been all over it. He would have been. Oh, it finally happened. The Dow hit its highest level ever. That's of interest to no one, except the 10 people that own stock, who know they own stock. I'm trying to find the story about Bush and this stupid... What would that come under? I would think that would be under politics. Bush plans conference on school violence. Okay, here we go. Alarmed by recent attacks on public schools is bringing education and law enforcement experts together to a conference. They don't know exactly when and who, you know, but don't ever say he didn't pay attention. Three schools have been hit, but the president is deeply saddened and troubled. Although the war in Iraq, he doesn't give a shit. But he's saddened and troubled by these school shootings, said, I don't know, some spokesman for him. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino. Never heard of her. It breaks America's collective heart when innocent children who are at school to learn are violently taken hostage and cut down in their own schools. You know, all the language these people use is so violent. Clinton would never say a sentence like that. It's like he loves this violent imagery. The conference was in the planning stages. And if they don't manage to have it happen before November the 7th, they're not going to bother. I guarantee. You think they're going to have this before the election? Or you think he's just announcing it now? And they'll say, oh, yeah, we're getting it together. And then it'll be like November 8th, 9th, 10th. And that'll be the end of the goddamn conference. Because whatever will have happened, will have happened. Although, there was an article I had posted last week, I guess, that does anybody think that we're going to know who's controlling the House by like Wednesday, November the 8th or 7th or what? I'm mixed up on exactly the date. Does anybody think that? All the political scientists say, what with all the electronic voting machines and all the hatred and the left and the right and who's stealing and who's not, everything's going to end up in court. And there are going to be recounts. And these political scientists, it's more like the professors, they all think that it's going to be like weeks after Election Day till we even know who's controlling Congress. I mean, unless one party wins so big, it is possible. And I'm not of the mind, you know, now they go, the Democrats are going to win the Senate and the House and Mark Foley, whatever the fuck his name is. You know, believe me, Karl Rove, do you think anybody slept last night? Or Sunday night, or Friday night, or Saturday night, trying to figure out, you know, like how to turn this around. How are they going to get the Christians to vote? But I'll also tell you something else. This is not a big, this Foley story is an illusion. People are not into this. It's a niche story. Do you think if you went out on the street, wherever you live, on the street where you live, and ask 10 people, who's Mark Foley? And I'm talking about you people who live in America. Although it would work here. I would guarantee you that, I don't know, maybe 5 out of 10 people would know who Mark Foley is. 5 out of 10, maybe, and I'd say it'd probably be more like 3. People are not into this. I don't know whether they think it's so disgusting, which we'll get into, or what. But people are not into this. It's a niche story. This is for people who just think about politics day and night. That's all it is. Denny Hastert isn't going to resign. And all the right wing, no, the Washington Times. It's like, if I hear one more self-righteous sanctimonious sack of shit. Oh, babe, Buchanan hates the Republicans and the Washington Times wants Hastert to resign. I'd be mad. You know who I'm more upset with? You know, Bill Frist went to Afghanistan. Did you read what Bill Frist said? He said, look, we're never going to defeat the Taliban on the battlefield. So why don't we just put them in the government? My mouth dropped open. I don't know. Why don't we just put like Osama bin Laden in the government? Proud Biden. How come they didn't like it that Hezbollah, this is like so weird. Hezbollah is part of the government of Lebanon, right? They have people in the parliament. And that's bad. That's bad. That's terrible. Hamas got elected to be the government of the Palestinian territories. That's horrible. But putting the Taliban in the government of Afghanistan, that's like the new Republican solution. Well, we can't win a war with them. Is he, like, off the reservation? I mean, what does Bush think about that? Oh, well, not Bush, you know. Cheney. We know, what does Bush think? He doesn't think much of anything. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real, Real, Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
This is Trace Atkins. I know you drivers have seen those yellow idle air hoses at truck stops across the country. But did you know Idle Air is building 210 new locations in some 35 states? That's more places to find comfort, clean air, and a quality night's rest. Plus the convenience of TV, internet, movies, and much more. Call Idle Air at 877-553-5823. That's 877-553-5823.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? How would you like to lower the interest rates on your credit cards to as little as 0% interest? Well, now you can. Safeguard Credit Counseling Services is a nonprofit debt management company. They'll negotiate to reduce your high interest credit card rates down as low as 0 to 10%. Call for a free no obligation debt analysis. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Call 800-592-9773. That's 800-592-9773.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Mikey, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington on a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was something suspicious. He needed to be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington just on the hope the president would meet with him. And it turns out the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show,
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio,
Sirius Left
146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, I feel so left out. I'm the only person in America without a book. I didn't write a book. Now, I never get pitched anything. You know, and they'll stop pitching me because the more you say to people, I don't do interviews. You know, then they stop sending you books and they stop pitching you, which I don't like. Because if you just say, I review them, which I do, you know, I hardly ever get a book that I don't mention it on the air or read a book that I don't tell you about. But they don't count that, you know. They to them, a review has to be written down or something. So what did they pitch me yesterday? Susan Estrich, who I think is, she's one of those Democrats. You know, she ran Dukakis' campaign in 1988. This is what made her famous. She ran one of the worst presidential campaigns ever run in the history of the world. But it made her famous. So she can go on television all the time and write books. But she's a mediocre person. Mediocre mind, mediocre person. Who gives a shit? Plus, I know things about her. Oh, my God. Not nice lady. But, you know, it's given her a nice career because she's not a guest on those TV shows. I forget. She works for one of those channels. You know, they never make it clear. You know, like Alex, you know, is in his little, what show does he keep going on? Scarborough? Tucker. I'm sorry. You know, he's in his little cable TV frenzy. I went through that in 1998, 1999. But they never make it clear which people are just guests and which people are work for them. You know, because they never, does anybody, and I, again, I can't even remember what channel she's on anymore, Susan Estrich, or whether, I think she switched. But she's a paid commentator or whatever. You know, it's like Newt Gingrich is on the payroll of Fox. Do they ever mention that? It just looks like he's there all the time. you know, because he has nothing else to do, because he doesn't have interns anymore to bang. So Susan Estrich wrote some book, I don't know, bashing the right, but, you know, it's like she has Ann Coulter's name in the subtitle, which to me means only one thing. She's trying to cash in on Ann Coulter's name. I don't like that. So they're pitching me, oh, she's going to be in town. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's like the last person I would ever speak to on earth. If I ever even wanted a guest, she would be like on the bottom. So I politely say to the lady, you know, I really don't do guests, especially, you know, when it's bashing these people on the right, because I do that all the time. I don't really need much help, you know, saying, Ann Coulter. Do I need any help? I don't think so. But keep sending me free books, because you never know when I'll like something. But they don't like that. They like the payoff. But everybody has a book. Now, who's got a bestseller? Frank Rich. I would certainly like that book, but I wouldn't read it. And I'm like on the verge of going out and buying the Bob Woodward book. I am. And it's going to be their, like, fiasco, like the something at the gates, the assassin at the gates. All these fabulous, intelligent books about what's been going on the last 6 years and about how we got into Iraq. And you get this frenzy of publicity, and I run out and I pay regular price, you know, although Woodward will be a bestseller. He'll be 30% off this weekend. And you read the first 10 pages and you say, Jesus, I wish I could find a good novel. Who wants to read this shit? But Woodward, now what I read yesterday, they're in the third printing. Is it Phyllis Diller who said, oh, if they could print faster, they'd have more books? It's something like that. You know I can't. What is today? Is today the first Jackie the Joke Man show at 7 o'clock on Howard? Last week, didn't I say it starts next week? I think if you tune in at 7 o'clock on Howard 101, 7 to 8, that's it. I think this is the first Jackie the Joke Man. I'm really into him. You know why? He's so cute. And I hardly ever think a guy in his 50s is cute. But he is. He's really good looking. He's like old, sober, and healthy, and he works out, and he's, you know, this slender guy with this long blonde hair. Oh, my God. I always had a vision of Jackie the Joke Man as, you know, like some fat slob for some reason, but he sure is not. All right, so the Bob Woodward book, they're in the third printing. Now, the book was only due out today, but they rammed it into the stores Friday and Saturday because it was getting so much pre-publicity. 900,000 copies of that book. 900,000 copies of State of Denial are out. And what the booksellers are claiming, the brick-and-mortar books, I can't believe I said that, the brick-and-mortar bookseller, you know, the real bookstores, are that people are coming in and they buy State of Denial, and they'll buy Fiasco, or they'll buy Fred. People are buying two and three of the books at the same time. And Bob Woodward apparently was on Larry King or something. And he said, of course he timed it to come out right before the election. What do you think, he's an idiot? No, I thought I'd wait till after. Of course he timed it. You know, please. You know, people live in such a state of denial. Oh, God, he's somebody ought to... Because he wants to sell books. Jesus Christ, the guy wants somebody to buy his book. You think all that fucking plastic surgery comes cheap? He needs to make money on that book because... God, he's about to hit Joan Rivers territory, I think. Now, by the next book, he's in a state of denial. Stop it already. Look at your friend Carl Bernstein. His jowls are hanging down to lower than my tits. You know, but he at least looks normal. Bob. I can barely speak. People were commenting on how slow that interview with him and Mike Wallace was. First of all, people speak slowly when they want to sound important. Yes, the Bob Woodward book is out. And it revealed, you know, the slower you talk, the people think that sounds important. You know, plus Mike Wallace is about 500 years old. But I think Bob Woodward probably has to talk slowly because his face doesn't move. His face is like all, you know, pulled back. He has skin paste behind his ears, that guy. That's a Jew thing. But they got 900,000 books, and you hardly ever see, he'll sell most of them. He will. They'll get their money back. Maybe it'll make up for all the advances. Every time you look, there's another book. I mean, Susan Estrich. Anyone's going to buy that book? I don't think so. The Smoking Gun has a book coming out. That looks cute. It's called The Dog Dialed 9/11. And, you know, they just have all the, they get all these documents and everything about celebrities and politicians and everybody being arrested. So they put together a nice book. That sounds like an amusing book. Who else has a book? There's the Mark Halperin, the guy from ABC, has a book coming out. You know, that's the book with the thing about Matt Drudge is like the new Walter Cronkite. Whatever that even is supposed to mean. Every time you turn around, they're all left-wing books. They're all Bush-bashing books. It's fabulous. It's just fabulous. But I don't understand the whole book business. They give these people advances. And they're like 20 million books coming out. And most of them don't make a penny. But I do, even Air America, you know Air America has a book? There's a book called Air America, The Playbook. Oh, I have a few words to say about Ms. Randy. Ms. Randy. Ms. Randy, the world's greatest researcher. But I'll tell you about Ms. Randy, the world's greatest researcher. Lying cunt when we come back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius XM 146.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Talk Radio, Sirius XM 146.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
You're on the freeway, trying to get to work, but it feels like you're sitting in a parking lot. I feel your pain and have your relief. GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. GoToMyPC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code SERIOUS. That's GoToMyPC.com. Promo code SERIOUS for a full month free of GoToMyPC.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Why are you laughing? We're talking about libraries. We could look all this up. Like, what? How many books? Like Carl Bernstein. He'd like that money. Bob Woodward's State of Denial. How many copies are going to be bought by public libraries? What percentage of people even go to a public library? I'm a big fan of public libraries. It was my first job. The first job I ever had that paid me money was as a page girl. I think, did they call it that? Oh, my God. In the Bayside branch of the Queensborough Public Library when I was, I would say 13, but I think to get working papers, you had to be 14. And two of my favorite charities are my Queensborough Public Library and, just because I live in New York, I give money to the New York Public Library. Oh, wait, there's a siren. Dow reaches all-time trading high. Dick Morris! Hillary will be the next president. All right, so you can, if Dick Morris says Hillary's going to be the next president, let me tell you something. That means Hillary's not even running. Dick Morris is wrong more often than I am, and I'm wrong about 100% of the time, so I don't know how often that makes Dick Morris wrong. Okay, Randy Rhodes, who claims she researches everything. I am so pissed off at the sanctimony, the endless sanctimony of these people about this Mark Foley thing, that I could scream. I am really becoming irrational about this story, and this is not even a story. This Mark Foley story is, it's like an illusion of news. Because whoever did it, whether Rove thinks he's sacrificing Mark Foley, you know, to get everybody's mind off the fact that not only was Condoleezza Rice warned in July of 2001 about an impending attack, but, Rumsfeld was warned and Ashcroft was warned. Everybody was warned 2 months before. But, you know, Ashcroft was probably too busy knitting a brassiere for that statue. Remember Ashcroft had to cover up that statue. So what was he trying, knitting a brassiere over the summer? You know, and Woodward says one thing and somebody else says another thing, and they told them, they didn't tell them, you know. But anybody who works for Bush, how can you tell when they're lying? Their lips are moving. That's how. So they don't want anyone to pay any attention to this. They don't want anyone to pay any attention to anything real. So, I don't know. Either the Republicans decided to sacrifice Foley, or the Democrats did this. But whatever this Foley thing is, it is a total 100% manufactured political hit. So it's not really a story. Since the lawyer, Foley's lawyer, said he never had sex with an underage person. So we are now totally in the realm of fantasy. Everybody's in a fantasy. All right? He wanted to have sex with boys. Fine. Who doesn't? How old was Scarlett Johansson when everybody decided they wanted to fuck her until their cum ran out of her ears? That girl is only 21 now. Get real. But this lying, I can't stand people who just lie. I'm listening to Ms. Randy yesterday, and I'm hearing, oh, they're all saying the pages were 16 and 17. They're all trying to make them sound older. He went, and this is a, she's going, he was molesting 15-year-old boys. Well, number one, he wasn't molesting anybody. And number two, Ms. Research, Google Senate page program or something. Okay? Please Google it. At some point in time, since this program's existed since, like, what, 1829 or something, the age, you could be a page when you were 14. But I think in the 80s, they changed it. Okay? So you cannot be a Senate page until, or a House page, until you're 16. You can't even do it till you're 16, you stupid bitch. So don't you say, and first of all, he wasn't molesting anybody, and secondly, there were no 15-year-olds involved. Stop lying. I can't stand it when people on my side, the good side, sit and lie. And he seems to have been fairly careful about not doing these, like, dirty instant messages until they leave. So if they're 16 when they start, one would have to assume by the time he's going, how big is your dick or whatever he was saying, that they were 17. Right? They must have all been 17. Now, 17 is hardly a grown-up, but so that's my thing with Randy. You know, when it is, she is just like a Republican. So are they all on Air America, but I tend to listen to her more because they read, Drudge had up yesterday, it must still be up, The Democratic playbook. You know, everybody's always leaking the talking points. So somebody leaked the Democratic talking points on Foley. And you literally can hear all the hosts on Air America. If you read these talking points, you can hear the hosts on Air America just doing it, which is, to me, disgusting. Hi, Alex, can you see Alex and me coming in? Hi, Lynn. Here's what you have to say today. Yeah, right. Shove it up your ass. You know, but if you're Al Franken, who doesn't have a thought, if you're Ms. Randy, who doesn't, you know, who wants to. She wants to read those Democrat talking points. She wants to sit there and distort that story so this guy is not sending sort of dirty emails to a 17-year-old. She wants to sit there and yell he's molesting 15-year-olds. So think about this. This is what I've been thinking about. Because it's very interesting. I listened to Rush yesterday before I came in. And I listened to Drudge the other night. That's all over the internet on Crooks and Lawyers. You know, Drudge, who to think 16 and 17-year-old, they're beasts. And they are beasts. Ask a girl. Ask a... Let me tell you something, honey. You ask a 16-year-old girl whether 16-year-old boys are beasts. There's not a 16-year-old girl on this earth who will not tell you, verify, stamp, that 16 and 17-year-old boys are beasts. Of course they're beasts. But just think about this. Think about, and all the Republicans now are like turning. You know, because they're like so horrified. Oh my God, we're supposed to be the family values people. And here's this guy who really, you know, to me, obviously he shouldn't have been doing this. If for no other reason, then look at all the trouble it's causing. But he really didn't do anything. But they all, oh, God, we're the family values people, and now all the, you know, the right-wing nuts won't vote, and blah, blah, blah. So they're all more sanctimonious than the next one. Babe Buchanan's going insane. Everybody should be fired. The Washington Times is telling Denny Hastert to resign, which they should have done a long time ago because he's such a fucking asshole. Who else? Michael Reagan. Oh, I was molested when I was a little boy. Oh, Jesus. The minute somebody tells me they were molested, I, you know, that's, get out of my face. I don't want to hear this shit. All right. But these Republicans are the very same people that want to try teenage criminals as adults all the time. Remember we go through this every now and then. There's some terrible crime. Well, the school shootings. Columbine. Well, I guess they killed themselves. But whenever there's some crime committed by a teenager, we nice liberals, you know, you think that I believe in redemption, and I certainly don't believe most people at 40 are the same people they were when they were 16. You know, there's a point in your life, Garrett probably hasn't reached it yet, where you start looking back and saying, oh my God, did I do that? I would never do that now. You know, or did you ever meet an old girlfriend, somebody you were madly in love with, and you looked at them and said, I was madly in love with that person? There is. Garrett's wrong. I don't know when it starts happening, but someday I'll probably be dead. Well, no, maybe I won't be dead. Probably happens between 35 and 40, where you start saying, Jesus, I would never do that. So, I would think a normal person believes in redemption, but no, these Republicans who are now telling you that 17-year-old boys are children, they're children. I would like to see, and why are their names not being put out, and why aren't they being paraded around? They're not children now. There are no children involved in this story. There are no children. So, on the one hand, if a kid does something wrong, they want to execute them. They're an adult. Try them as an adult. Execute them. Lock them up. Talk about child molesting. They want to try these kids as adults half the time. Right? And put them in adult prisons. What do you think's going to happen to a 17-year-old in an adult prison? And these are the same people, so horrified now. There are laws. I'm just thinking, the attitude toward teenage boys in particular is so schizophrenic. Now, of course, this would all be... Do you know how Foley could have gotten away with this? Nobody would, if they were black, then nobody would have cared. How many of these pages are ever black? Whatever. You know, but these are nice little suburban little white boys. So, all right, so these same Republicans who are so horrified that these children... who are all, I would say, probably much closer to 17 and up. You know, don't do anything wrong or we're going to want to execute you. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds. There are malls all over America that make laws more and more that kids can't be in the mall, unaccompanied teenagers, after a certain hour, before, whatever. So they certainly don't think they're kids. Do they? And I'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For Real Liberal Talk Radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
Sirius 125 is your home for the most popular sport on the planet. Each week we bring you up to 7 live Champions League and EPL matches, including each of Chelsea's matches, along with a host of classic matches.
He's done it again. This guy is unbelievable.
And Sirius 125 also houses the best soccer talk. World Soccer Daily comes your way every day at 1 p.m. Eastern. And on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, it's The Football Show with Giorgio Canalia and Charlie Stilettano. Sirius is dedicated to bringing the world's most popular game to you. Log on to Sirius.com for the full schedule of soccer programming exclusively on Sirius.
Fat Charlie's normal life ended the moment his father dropped dead on a karaoke stage. Charlie didn't know his dad was a god, and he never knew he had a brother. Now, Brother Spider's on his doorstep, about to make Fat Charlie's life more interesting and a lot more dangerous. Anansi Boys, Neil Gaiman's number one New York Times bestseller, now available in paperback. Anansi Boys, a journey deep into myth and adventure from the one, the only Neil Gaiman. Look for Gaiman's new book, Fragile Things, available now in hardcover.
Started a business? Want to help reduce your taxes? Provide peace of mind by protecting your assets. Incorporate now with LegalZoom.com. Just answer a simple form online. It's quick and affordable. LegalZoom is not a law firm and can only provide self-help service at your direction. Visit LegalZoom.com and for a special discount, type Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Form an LLC. Even create a living will or trust. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Alex Bennett. When he started talking about the Foley incident, listen to what Matt Drudge had to say.
Congressman abusing these impressionable, young, 17-year-old beasts. This was two ways, ladies and gentlemen.
The kids are egging the congressman on.
What an idiot. What a moron. If you're an adult, you don't take advantage of that.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
God, I should have shaved my legs. It's like today and tomorrow probably maybe our last short stays in New York. Definitely, and I'm trying these out. I'm going, my camo, like capris more than shorts. But I'm going, should I take these to Arizona? Because these are the first ones, if I gain a couple of pounds, they don't fit. So you certainly don't want to schlep something all those thousands of miles, and then you can't even put it on. Let me ask you something else. Here, Garrett and I always think it's so amazing when we agree about like something so weird as this. Like the black, white, and red. That was good. Pretty Baby. I rented that movie, I don't know how long ago. And you get to that scene. Remember Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields? She's 12 or 13. Naked. And I said, this, I can't watch this. That's the society that they're saying 16, 17-year-old boys are being molested on the internet. Now, there was a big brouhaha when that movie came out. But it came out, and there was that other one. Maybe somebody can remind me after the break. I think it was Reese Witherspoon. And I will never remember the movie because I like, once this scene, which was at the beginning, I couldn't watch it either. She's standing up on a diving board, like outside in a lake or something, nude. And she's like 12. And I was like, you can't do that. You can't show a naked 12-year-old. That is so disgusting. And may I remind people that back in the 90s, the late 80s or something, Jerry Seinfeld, the saint of Jerry Seinfeld, nobody was offended by this except me. I was the only person in America that found this creepy. I didn't think he should have been locked up, but it was creepy. Jerry Seinfeld is walking in Central Park, and he picks up a girl who was, now she's a big bathing suit designer, Shoshana Lonstein, and he started dating her. And Jerry Seinfeld was 39 years old, and Shoshana Lonstein was 17. And her parents are like, oh, it's fine. You know, oh, it's Jerry Seinfeld. You know, he can be banging our 17. You know, get over it. This is, children are sexualized. This guy never touched anybody. And stop with this, I'm more pure than thou, crapola. Particularly the Democrats, because I'm telling you, a lot of this, you know, oh, God, to these right-wing people, there's nothing they like better than to find a gay, someone they can call a pedophile, because they love to create the image that all gay people are pedophiles. This whole thing is repulsive and so unimportant, and yet I can't stop talking about it. Maybe we'll talk about it the next hour. Lynn Samuels, be right back.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberals on Radio. Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Pennsylvania Amish country.
It cuts us to the core.
The emotions run deep one day after a gunman walked into a one-room schoolhouse and shot at students. Five young girls were killed. Five others are in the hospital, four in critical condition. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says before he went on the rampage, Charles Roberts told his wife about molesting some family members 20 years ago.
Roberts states in a suicide note that he has been having dreams for the past couple of years about doing what he did 20 years ago, and in the dreams, he wants to do those things again.
Miller says it's not clear if Roberts did those things again yesterday in the schoolhouse. Miller also mentioned that Roberts had been upset about the death 9 years ago of his baby daughter shortly after she was born. President Bush is reacting to the controversy surrounding now former Congressman Mark Foley. The AP's Mark Smith is live with the president in Stockton, California.
And 4 days after the revelation of Foley's lurid text messages to teenage House pages forced his resignation, the president said he's shocked by the Florida Republicans' behavior and is disgusted by the specifics. Plus, Bush says he backs calls for a thorough investigation. Democrats have demanded to know why House GOP leaders, including Speaker Dennis Hastert, didn't act sooner against Foley. But Bush says he's confident Hastert is providing the leadership necessary for a thorough account of what happened. Ed?
The AP's Mark Smith live in Stockton, California. Passengers are being released off a Turkish Airlines jet in Brindisi, Italy. Officials say two Turks hijacked the plane to protest Pope Benedict's planned trip to Turkey next month. The Dow reached the record today.
The index of 30 industrials moved past its record pre-close high of 11,750. Both that mark and the record closing high of nearly 11,723 were set on January 14, 2000, not long before the bursting of the tech bubble.
That's the AP's Warren Levinson in New York. The Dow is now up 76 points for the day. This is AP Radio News. The Bush administration is warning North Korea not to follow through on a threat to test a nuclear weapon. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says the Security Council needs to respond strongly to the threat.
I don't know what the rationale in Pyongyang is, but I think it is a test of the Security Council.
North Korea has given no specific date for a test. Pyongyang has said it has nuclear weapons, but it has not conducted any known test to prove its claim. Anna Nicole Smith's former boyfriend is suing Smith, claiming he is the father of her baby daughter.
Larry Burkhead is his name. He's a California-based photographer who has apparently had some sort of relationship with Anna Nicole Smith in the past.
The AP's Jason Bronis reports Burkhead is demanding that Anna Nicole Smith and the baby return to California from the Bahamas for paternity testing. Anna Nicole Smith is mourning the death of her 20-year-old son Daniel in the Bahamas about a month ago, just days after the baby was born. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker.
I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-216-1547. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Now you can experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3-month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-216-1547. You have nothing to lose. Call 800-216-1547.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830. 800-803-6830.
And now, the Gospel According to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. The folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. Married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was mess. As she turned around to look at me, as I was walking away, I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Blue. I had a job in my great north woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky was a bee employee, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I've seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew, tangled up in blue.
I don't know. Do we want to hear the rest of this? I don't think so. I think this was a mistake.
Later on, when the crowd thinned down, I was just about to do the same. She was standing
there. Okay. Somebody's been holding on for 26 minutes. You didn't even tell me. You didn't even... I have to go to Nashville sometime. I have to go to Nashville, Mike.
Hey, Lev.
Yes. What's
hey.
Up?
Well, I love your show. You're the only one I never miss. And thank you for being the voice of rationality in the middle of this episode of Teapot. I started out the morning. I'm truck driver. Stop going with the C-SPAN. Go through all 146. And your show is one I look forward to.
Thank you.
And all. God, I love it. your perspective. Just by the way, as an aside, the Reese Witherspoon movie was Man in the Moon.
That's right. And
if you get a little bit of nudity, I highly recommend that movie to anybody.
You real child molesters. You want to see a naked little girl. There you go.
No, I think they put that one out because last time I saw it on TV, they didn't have that scene.
Oh, on TV, but I bet it's on the DVD.
But, even on C-SPAN, I can't stand the word pedophile is being thrown around. If you can't use your terms, can't define your terms.
Well, look, they're defining it as people under the age of consent, which in people's minds is 18, but of course in most states is not 18.
No, it's not. Something that you could do in one state, you can't talk about on the internet, or you're breaking a federal law.
Yeah, if he had had sex with a 16-year-old in Washington, D.C., he would have been totally within the law. Nobody is saying he should have.
But yeah.
Really, he shouldn't have done it. It was stupid more than anything else.
It was. Yeah, it was definitely a career killer.
What do you think? Like, you're going to be talking to these teenage boys and nobody's ever going to say anything?
So you had no problem with what the drug report had to say?
No!
Nor did I. And I first heard it this morning on Alex, and I was shocked. I actually had to turn it off because Alex and Garrett started carrying in the Drudge and turning him into... a pseudo pedophile, and Garrett went so far as to say that if you are attracted, to a 16-year-old, because a 16-year-old looks like a 16-year-old,
Everybody is attracted to a 16-year-old. Garrett says that isn't what he said.
What he said was just because a girl has got a tramp stamp on her back and wears lowboys, she doesn't want to get raped. And I couldn't figure out how he made the conceptual leap. I'm saying, 16-year-old girls and for a lot of people, 16-year-old boys are very attractive. It doesn't mean you act on it, but if you go...
Well, because what the left-wing sites were doing when they put up the Drudge stuff, because I read some of the left-wing sites, is they were saying, Drudge is blaming the victim. Drudge is, like those people who say if the girl is dressed like a slut, then she wanted to be raped. Other people were making that connection, which isn't what he was saying, because... I think I'll tell you what other point he's making that's good is they are making, as I've been saying for ages, they're trying to make the internet into this evil thing so that they can regulate the internet.
Absolutely. I'm 100% with you.
But you know what's going to lose the election for these right-wing people? How many people... Okay, you're breaking up. You're getting harder and harder to understand. You know what's going to lose the election for the Republicans? Do you know that they passed a Homeland Security bill on Friday? And do you know what they included in the Homeland Security bill? That the minute Bush signs it, Garrett's looking at me. The minute Bush signs the Homeland Security bill, it will no longer be legal to gamble on the internet. And every offshore gambling site... They're set up. You think they can't do it. You're going to tell me they can't, but of course they can. To cut off all the people from America. And they can do it. And I'm telling you something. Nobody knows this is in a bill. No, and they're ready. So what's going to happen? How many millions of people in this country gamble on the internet? Well, they're going to find out in a day or 2 days, the 10-day before the election. They're all going to not be able to gamble anymore. Until somebody figures out. I am sure they're all working on a way to gamble. But the stocks of all the internet gambling companies are in free fall. And the America, things like Poker Room and all of those are American companies. Are those based in America? They're all hysterical. They are all hysterical. And this is so little known. This is going to be a big surprise to people. A huge surprise to people when a week from now or, whatever. they're signing on to their party poker or whatever, and finding out that they can't take credit cards. You know, I said, what are they going to have to do? You're going to have to mail a check. And who's going to be bonded? So internet gambling is over. So that's certainly regulating the internet, isn't it? And that's what they want to do. That's what part of this is about. I mean, it may not be about this at the moment, this Foley thing, but it is going to be about this. It is going to be about this. You know, I'm telling you something, darling. You don't want me to talk about the Susan Estrich book. This is despicable. This is it. Here we go again. People on the left, as despicable as people on the right. Rick and Lake Tahoe. Rick, hi, what's up?
Hi. You know, I just love listening to your show. And I just got a comment. You know, I'm really troubled about the voter fraud and the machines and everything. And I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say no matter how people vote, no matter how outraged they get about what's happening politically, the Republicans are going to sweep the election. On election night, we're going to hear that everything was real close, 49-50%, 50-50%. But the Republicans are still going to sweep it, and that's going to be the news story.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be at all surprised. But, how election machines have become a partisan issue is totally beyond me.
Right.
Why is the idea that the machines are owned by ABC News has now obtained 52 separate instant message exchanges. 52 separate from Foley. Why did these teenagers save all of this? Would you tell me that? I'm sorry, yes, somebody just sent me this.
Oh, I gotta go, Lynn.
Okay, bye. Oh God, these
Thank
people
so
are
much.
All getting their trucks weighed. Okay, so ABC News has 52 separate instant message exchanges from this one kid, I guess. Why did they save these? Who saves all their instant messages? God. All right, so why is having voting machines that work properly a partisan issue? Could you explain that to me? These voting machines, if they were made by companies, say George Soros, okay? Say George Soros, they hated and despised George Soros, owned a company that made voting machines. Who is it that would be demanding paper trails? It would be the Republicans, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? And I would think a lot of Democrats would go along. How is it possible that private companies build the voting machines and are allowed to keep secret the programs of the voting machines? How is that possible? Just think of how ridiculous that is. They're owned by private companies. Built and owned by private companies who claim that the software in the machines that we are now, 80% of America now uses to vote, the software is proprietary information that they own that we can't know what it is. That is absurd. And yet the Republicans keep saying, oh, you're only all excited because you keep losing. Because people don't want to vote for you. You just want to say the machines are fixed. And I'm telling you, if instead of Diebold, you know, where the guy famously said, I'm going to do everything I can to get George Bush to win, which was so brilliant for a man who makes voting machines, that's something he should have kept to himself. If it was George Soros' company, the voting machine would be on the other foot, wouldn't it? Oh, Jesus. They sent me this book by Susan Estrich, who I wouldn't interview in the first place. Thank God. And let me tell you something else. It is a Reagan book. It is published by Judith Reagan, who does a show here, who I really like her. She is a genius publisher. But this Judith, big mistake! Susan Estrich, who never sells many books, This book is called Ann Coulter and the Right-Wing Church of Hate, Soulless. Now, if that isn't bad enough, I mean, this whole book is like bashing Ann Coulter, you know, very easy, you don't need a book. I always say this is why I can't write a book, because I can't stretch out, you know, like one slender idea past the sentence. Ann Coulter, bitch, that's it, you know. How'd you get a book out of this, Susan? There is a picture, I can't believe this, of Susan Estrich wearing that kind of black tank top that Ann Coulter was wearing all during her promotion for her book, Godless. Just a black tank top. She's got long blonde hair, exactly like the way Ann Coulter's hair is. And instead of that sanctimonious, hypocritical cross Ann Coulter was wearing, Estrich is wearing a big Jewish star. So she, oh, Jesus. Oh, Judas. You know something? Guess what's coming out in paperback? The Daily Kos! His book, that stupid book. He's going, oh, now in paperback. Guess how many sold in hardcover? Guess. 5,000. 5,000 is what he sold. But now it's out in paperback, so what's he going to sell, another 1,000? Why did these kids say, I'll tell you something else that this Foley thing puts me in mind of. If they will not bring out the pages, right? Oh, God. How many internet jokes have you gotten about the pages? Why doesn't Mark Foley use a bookmark? Because he bends over the pages. Oh, I don't know. There's like several. You haven't gotten. Oh, my God. I can't stand to look at my email anymore. It's all Mark Foley jokes. Oh, ABC. I'm going to have to look. ABC has instant messages with two kids. I don't know whether it's the original one and another one, but it's two that they saved. If you were, Garrett, you're the youngest man I know. If you were jacking off in an instant message, would you save the instant message? Garrett doesn't think he's, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was some 52-year-old guy saying jack off for me. There's apparently another set of instant messages with a different boy. And the kid is jacking off. But he saved it just in case ABC ever wanted it. You know, I really am starting to have the Michael Savage feeling about this. I really am. Which is, are these real people? You know, there's something a little weird, like you're not seeing them. Are these even real people? Why would he save it? I don't understand it. Okay, we need to take a break. And I need to I have to divest myself of this book. I can't believe this. You know you can't sell books, Susan. So you try to make it look like it's Ann Coulter. You try to make it look like it's Ann Coulter. I can't believe this. I am just, oh, God. Give me the October surprise already. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the October surprise. Because I can't take this. I can't take this. This whole pseudo news story and you know, in the meantime, more people are dying in Iraq every day, and Bill Frist wants to make the Taliban part of the Afghan government, and everybody in Washington apparently was warned we were going to be attacked, and nobody paid any attention. And I'm looking at Susan Essrich, who thinks she's going to sell a book by trying to make herself look like Ann Coulter. I am going to take a break while I vomit. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. After Alex Bennett, it's Courage and Conviction with Tom Hartman at noon East, 9 a.m. West. Lynn Samuels fires on all cylinders at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. And Big Eddie takes over at 3 p.m. East, noon West with the Ed Schultz Show. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-516-6915.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems, and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-516-6915. That's 800-516-6915. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-516-6915. Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Well, oh my God, you know, if I were ABC, I wouldn't be so proud of myself. Jesus. Mark Foley apparently was having internet sex while he was waiting to vote. While he was waiting to vote. Now, they can't talk about the age of these kids anymore. This is very interesting, the wording of this. Since the pages have to be 16. Now, I don't know whether this kid had already been a page, so he was probably 17. You know, again, to me, I'm sorry, those are not children. And it certainly sounds to me like they were gay. This is another thing. If they're gay, I think that gay boys, I should have asked Frank. I think gay boys are more into sleeping with men than straight women are into sleeping with much older men. I think it's just more common among gay men. I may be wrong, but I'm, you know, being an old faghag, every guy I knew, you know, when they were teenagers, was sleeping with older men. Okay. He interrupted a vote on the floor of the House to engage in internet sex with, now they're calling them high school students. You see, they're doing everything to make this sound like they were children. Right? High school students. Most people, not I, but most people graduate high school, they're 18! 17 or 18, but 18, I was amazed because I graduated, what was I, 16? 15, yeah, I was 16. But I was in the SP. We had a thing in New York where you did 7, 8, and 9 in 2 years so that you were sure you got to college being socially backward. You know, really, you know, because you were like too young. Way too young. Okay, so, ABC News has now obtained, because, you know, ABC News is soliciting this. They have like a special, you're going to email them in a special place to tell stories, to tell Mark Foley stories. And then I guess they check it out. You know, this is like their big story. How fabulous. ABC. The network of filthy instant messages. Plus!
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Oh, God, there's a lot more of this semen all over. Rush was funny yesterday. Rush said, condoms for your keyboard. You need condoms for the keyboard. But, I don't know. The people are also mixing up instant messages with emails. The emails he sent people were like totally innocuous. I'm sorry, hello, how'd you make it through the hurricane? Doesn't sound to me like a sexual predator. Send me a picture, all right, maybe. But, hi. How you doing? How you doing? Okay, so here we go. Do they have like a, oh yeah, they do warnings about Foley's behavior. No. None of these, do you realize children can go on the internet and read this? They don't have a warning. ABC does not have a warning on this story that what you're about to read is filthy. Shouldn't they have a warning? Or are people going to have to put parental controls on the internet? Okay, they have 52 separate instant message exchanges. What does that mean? I guess that means each one of them spoke 26. They make it sound, I don't know, to me, exchanges sounds like they have 26 different conversations. I think they mean they have 52 different sentences. Because I don't think anybody knows what an IM is and what an email is. 7 o'clock, April 2003, Math 54. Okay, that's him. I miss you. Teen. Yeah, me too. Foley. We are still voting. Foley. You miss me too? The exchange continues in which Foley and the teen both appear to describe having sexual orgasms. Oh, they imprint a good part. Foley. Okay, I better go vote. Did you know you would have this effect on me? Teen. LOL. I guessed. You tell me that's not somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. He didn't know. This innocent little babe. Oh, give me a break. Teen, yeah, go vote. I don't want to keep you from doing our job. Foley, can I have one good night kiss? One kiss good night? Teen. Colon. Dash. Asterisk. Teen, kiss. It's a gay kid! Is this not obviously a gay kid? This just says gay kid to me. According to another message, Foley also invites the teen and a friend to come to his house near Capitol Hill so they can drink alcohol. Oh, Jesus. Get the fuck over yourself. I want to see all... can we seize Brian Ross's fucking computer? Can we seize Brian Ross's computer, please? Like to see who he's instant messaging. Teen, are you going to be in town over the Veterans Day weekend? Foley, I may be now that you're coming. Y-O-U-R. Oh, give him a grammar lesson, first of all. Foley, who are you coming to visit? Teen, haha, good stuff. No one really. Foley, we will be adjourned by then. Teen, oh good. And then Foley corrects himself because he had typed N-Y and he writes B-Y. Foley, then we can have a few drinks. LOL. Teen, yes, yes. Foley, you're not old enough to drink. Oh, Jesus. Teen, shh. Foley. Okay. Teen, that's not what my ID says. Teen, LOL. Foley, okay. Teen, I probably shouldn't be telling you that, huh? Foley, we may need to... Oh, Jesus. We may need to drink at my house. So we don't get busted. Oh, they do have, wait a minute, they have the dirty part. I think they have the climax part, which you have to click on again. But there's not a warning. There's not a, oh, I, stopped. Why would it be stopped? You know, something I think it crashed. Is it possible to crash the ABC site? Looks like we can't get to the dirty part. Can you get it? I can't get to the dirty part. All right. Does that sound like a kid that's being, like, forced against his will? Or does that sound like a kid that... He's having sex with an older guy, so, and he's drinking. Garrett's going like, no, you never did anything like that. You're kidding. You know something? We now live in a society where every child, they don't want children, the parents, you know, because they're all so fucking old, I think. Everybody's wearing a helmet. Everybody's wearing, you know, pretty soon now if you're having these members of the house masturbating all over, you're going to have, every kid's going to have to wear like a plastic suit. You have to wear a helmet to walk. You know, everybody's like, remember those brain damaged kids. So everybody has to wear a helmet to ride a bike, ride a skateboard, anything. Wear a helmet. You want to go to the playground? Oh, please, nobody should hurt themselves. Oh, you have to make the playground. They're all rubber. You know, like every playground now, there's a mattress. They can't break a leg. They can't cut themselves. They can't fall down. They can't do, oh, you can't make this. Oh, God, the balloon is going to choke them. And this, get the fuck over it. You know, and they're going to go out in the world. And someday, whether you like it or not, your girl, your boy, they're going to meet the sexual predators. They're going to go into the workplace. This is, everybody is some whining little victim. Whining little victims. We have a whole fucking society of whining little victims. Oh, he made a pass at me! He touched my titty! He touched my tushy! Oh, mommy! When you can't go, oh, mommy, you get a lawyer. This is life. This is the world. You know something? I know every parent wants an innocent little child, but they're not. Oh, those baseball players in Glen Ridge, New Jersey, shoving a broomstick up the retarded girl. They were sure innocent. They were sure innocent, weren't they? Those little darling teenagers. There's a real war, and of course the real world's getting more like that, you know, because you can sue. Oh, he looked at me wrong. I don't like the way he looked at me. He reached over to get the paper. He brushed against my titty. Nobody can touch my titties. Get over it. This is so obviously a gay boy. Because you know something? You know the beauty of the internet that you can't do if somebody is, you know, like in the same room with you? You can say, goodbye. And if somebody's going to say to me, I've heard people say, well, you know, they wanted to get a job and this was a contract. Well, then what does that make you, darling innocent children? It makes them whores. That's what it makes them, whores. Oh, I am just getting more and more furious. I really am. Just get over this. That's a gay boy. Oh, they're children. Oh, but he went out and killed somebody. Oh, well, then try him as an adult. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Sirius Left 146. America's fastest growing radio station. Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president. Introducing real people with remarkable results, thanks to the Bowflex Home Gym.
My name is Michael Palenko, and I'm 49 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Michael strength trains with a Bowflex Home Gym.
Well, in 10 weeks, I lost 26 pounds of fat. My waist dropped from a 36-inch down to about a 30.
Call 1-800-209-FLEX for a free informational DVD.
Using the Bowflex has changed my life tremendously. I love the way I look.
Get your own Bowflex Home Gym for no money down and payments as low as $14 a month, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Get a Bowflex, get your own Bowflex body. That's how it works.
Be strong, be fit, be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-209-FLEX. That's 1-800-209-FLEX. Or go to buybowflex.com.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Individual results will vary. Full refund with shipping and handling. Call for complete details.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-305-6194 now and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-305-6194. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-305-6194.
Tom Hartman right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So Garrett is saying to me, you know, but is he totally innocent? He doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't know he was doing. Of course he was doing wrong. But the fact is, the person who is desired has all the power. I went that one time to a strip club and I talked to those girls. And do you know what girls at strip club, now they're the objects of desire. They have nothing but contempt for those men. You think those men are using those women? What, are you kidding me? The women are using the men. The women are getting all that money for the lap dances and, you know, God knows whatever else. And women that get involved with rich older men, they're getting the jewelry and the mansion, you know, and whatever crap they're getting. So everybody's getting what they want. This is not all so unequal as people are pretending. This is not so unequal as everybody's pretending it is. Foley is the one, he's getting sex, you know, or whatever, you know, that is. He's getting to jack off while he's waiting to vote. And, the kids, they're either genuinely gay and they just think, wow, you know, a congressman. A congressman, you know, how, or they're ambitious little putzes, and they're doing this so that he'll be a contact. Well, then they're just whores. These are not children. These are not children. That is the problem. This casting them as children is, you know, wrong. It's just not right. Oh, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Somebody in New York City whose name has disappeared.
Lynn?
Yes.
Hi. It's Liquid Todd.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Turn your radio down. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pushed you. Gary was still talking to you. Turn your radio down.
Our radio's not on.
Well, something's on.
Maybe it must be your radio. Can you hear me okay?
Not really, but say what you want to say.
I'm a little shocked to hear you talking like this. I really am, more than a little, especially for one reason, because you think this isn't an important story that's being overblown. You've been talking about it nonstop for 2 days. Also because you seem to be dumping on these kids. I mean, sorry, 16-year-olds.
They're not kids!
Really, they're not kids. They're sophomores or juniors in high school being propositioned by a powerful U.S. congressman who they work for, and they're not children?
Not children!
Not children. Okay, so they can't vote, they can't drink, they can't drive.
Oh, please! You read the DNC talking points. That's their talking points.
I don't read talking points.
Well,
how could you attack kids? How are you attacking kids? If you tell me when you were 16 years old, you couldn't have been, you had a boss who was a powerful man. He couldn't have molested you or said inappropriate things to you, and you would have been fine about it. You would have been just a little slut. Is that what you're saying?
Between the time when I was 16 till I was about 18 and 19, I was trying to remember last night how many grown-ups I had sex with. And I could remember about three.
Well, I'm a...
And I was really horny, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, I was horny, too, but I didn't get laid until I was 18. And if I was working for a U.S. congressman when I was 16 years old, and he was coming after me, I think I'd be a little creeped out. And one more point I want to make is that
all they had to do was sign off.
Listen, yeah, but will you say
they were not pages when this happened. They had been pages, and they were no longer pages,
okay,
which means they were at least 17. They were not working in Washington. They were taking trips to go see him.
Well, okay, one more point I want to make before I go is that you say that you see characterizing these kids like they were opportunists, like they're saving their IM messages just in case ABC News needed them. If I had a creepy email, IM exchange or email from a U.S. congressman from when I was 16, you better believe I would keep that thing just to show my friends and say, look at this, isn't that weird? Isn't that a little messed up?
Well, then why would you give it to ABC? I don't, look, the guy shouldn't have been doing it. Foley shot. Look, there is so much racket behind you. I don't know what is going on where you are. Jim in Florida.
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
Okay.
I got it. Only thing I want to say is, I know what you're saying, but you can't say all these kids are gay, and it doesn't matter. These are the people that bash gays. They got elected on denying gays' rights. This is the guy that...
No, I'll tell you one thing. Foley, somebody did make a point that although he's a right-wing nut, to put it mildly, he voted against the ban on gay marriage, apparently. He did do one thing right.
That's good, but still... You can't let these guys off the hook. These are the guys. Look what they did to Clinton over a blowjob. You can't let these guys off the hook on this. And even if you want to let Foley go, what about those pieces of crap like Hastert and Boehner, those sons of bitches, that just ignored this so they could keep the seat?
I don't know. This is what the Catholic Church did.
Well, this says the same thing. What is this guy, a priest? Hastert looks like one of those cardinals.
But there are no, but this whole idea of trying to, you know, and this is part of, to me, this is very homophobic on the part of the Democrats.
Yeah.
This whole idea, this is playing into that, you know, that right-wing thing they have, that every gay guy is a child molester. You know, that's a very big right-wing thing.
Well,
that's,
you know,
why they hate gays, because...
Don't even call it gay. Just call it child molesting. Doesn't matter.
But it's not child molesting. There are no children.
If they're under 18, they're below the age of consent. It doesn't matter if they even want to do it.
Excuse me. Would you look up the ages of consent? The age of consent in most states happens to be 16. And the age of consent in Washington, D.C. is...
It's okay for congressmen to be diddling the pages, then. I don't care what sex they are. You think that's okay?
I don't think this guy ever touched anybody. And if he did, look, you shouldn't do it. But
right.
Maybe I had a bizarre life. You know something? I had parents like the ones now, actually, trying to protect me, you know, from everything. And you know what I did? I went and found the most dangerous people, the most dangerous situations, and stuck myself into them.
But I'm not talking about, even if you just take the kids out of it, it's not even about protecting the kids. It's about holding these Republicans to the same standard that they hoist the goddamn Democrats to all the time.
Oh, so we want to be just like them.
No, but it's tit for tat. If a guy punches you, do you punch back?
Well, I don't believe in tit for tat. Somebody punching you is different. That's self-defense.
But you stand there and say that the Democrats...
I think we're lowering ourselves to their level.
Listen, do you want the Democrats to win, or you don't?
Well, the way they're behaving now, I don't really care at this
moment.
Well,
then what's the premise of your whole show, then, if you think the Republicans are just fine?
I don't think they're fine, but I don't think us becoming as bad as them.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Are we just going to sit around? You talk about why.
This is not a story. How many people got killed in Iraq while we're talking about this?
Right. And again, well, what do? We're gonna make apologies for Republicans. They always get an apologist somewhere, usually from the left.
No, I have got, let me tell you something, I have a thing about this. I was talking last Friday when this was breaking about those stings they do on Dateline.
Right.
I think that this demonizing of the internet, this really has to do, they are gonna start regulating the internet. Because they, you know, it's like when I was a kid, it was comic books and Elvis and his hips and everything. And this is about more than this. And this age of consenting, there are southern states where the age of consent is 14.
I know, my grandmother got married when she was 16. But what I'm saying, it's not about the children, it's about these hypocritical...
All right, well, and I say it shouldn't be about us becoming as disgusting as them. And let me tell you something. Everybody goes, oh, this isn't a real story, as do I. Let me tell you something. I haven't gotten so many phone calls on anything in 2.5 years. And even I don't think this is a story. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
series. Cosmo Radio presents the Cosmo Beauty Awards. Get your primp on. All this week, Cosmo's beauty editors will introduce you to the hottest beauty products of the year. From the best flop fixers to super hair strand savers, our picks are all you need to get gorgeous, girl, even if you're on a budget. And the winner is you. No need to clear any of that space off your mantle, because we're going to be giving away prize packs from Cosmo's Beauty Award, not those lame trophies. The beauty begins every day at 9 a.m. East, 6 a.m. West, all this week on Wicked with Cosmo Radio, Series 111.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? If so, American Tax can help you settle for less than you owe. American Tax's experienced tax professionals have settled thousands of cases nationwide and are standing by to help you stop bank levies, wage garnishments, unbearable payments, and remove penalties and interest on back tax bills. American Tax can get you what you want and need. So call today, 800-TAX-HELP. That's 800-829-4357. Remember, your past tax debts will not go away by themselves, but American Tax's staff of tax attorneys, practitioners, and enrolled agents will work to get you the best possible settlement according to IRS guidelines. Again, IRS and state tax debt will not go away on its own. So stop making those unbearable payments and call 800-TAX-HELP. That's 800-829-4357. American Tax. 800-TAX-HELP. 800-829-4357. Get your tax debt settled today.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Rocky, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington on a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was something suspicious. He needed to be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington, just on the hope the president would meet with him. And it turns out, the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show. 9 p.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Well, no wonder you can't get laid. You don't even really want to get laid. I don't know. I had a perfectly fine time when I was 16 with these people in their mid-30s. The Cuban. Oh, the Cuban was great. All right. Stash in Atlanta.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Really quick, want to say I bless you every day at 1 o'clock, and these neocons down here, the guys I work with, they're starting to come around. They really like what you're saying nowadays. But really quick, I want to say, you know, when I was 17 years old, I was sleeping with my boss at work, and I knew exactly what I was doing. I come down here, I know countless girls who've slept with their teachers in high school, and they know exactly what they're doing. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing at that age. It's not a joke. I mean, I don't get where people think nowadays.
Yeah, and what is this one minute the right wing, they want to, like, try people as adults and execute them.
Right.
And then at the same age, they're going, oh, but you're an innocent little thing who can't have sex.
They're taking away everybody's idea of individuality. They're taking away everybody's idea of self-worth.
I don't know what the line is. You see, could you draw the line? Because I don't know what it is. But it's certainly, you're not a child when you're 17.
No, you're not. You're
maybe
not.
15, you know, sir, you know, 14, all right, you're a child, no good. 15, but then you get in that 16, 17, get over it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I want to get somebody else. I'm not looking at it from, what, Bill, in Texas?
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, we're running out of time, so I'm rushing.
I'm your loyal K truck driver that called you a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, you know, gay people live in a culture of status. This is the world they created for themselves. And I honestly think this kid just wanted to be the gay Monica Lewinsky. You know, I think that was his motivation behind it. And I think that needs to be examined here.
Well, then, what did I say? If that's what he wanted to be, then he was just a little whore.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the other thing is, you know, this congressman, it sounds to me like he was, you know, the sin was in the thought, not in the deed. And,
yeah, but you know, the laws against doing this over the internet are more stringent than if he would have done it in real life in Washington, D.C., the age of consent is 16.
Well,
he could have had sex right there with that kid in the cloakroom, and it wouldn't have been illegal, but because he wrote the law that says it's illegal to solicit sex from a teenager over the internet.
Well,
under 18.
You know, he needs to pay the price for that, but I think this kid's motivation should be examined as well.
Or maybe the kid was just gay and he liked having, you know, like, internet sex. that sex, does it matter if the person you're having it with is 90 or your own age? You know, maybe the kid on the other end was imagining Matt Damon.
No, I think it was just the closest approximation he could come up with to the blue dress, you know?
Okay, I think you're right. I think you're right. Thanks, hon. Chick in Delaware. Chick, whatever.
Chick. Hi.
Chick, hi.
You're right, it's a non-story because it's a moot point because the bottom line is the guy quit. So I think it goes a lot deeper than what's been let out. And we're rid of one more fucking Republican. But I want you to think about something, Lynn. I want you to think about this really hard. If Ted Kennedy had been... Ted Kennedy had emailed naughty notes to 16-year-old girls...
They would have him strung up by his balls.
Well, that's what I said. This guy quit. Case closed. The thing that you're not looking at is Dennis Hastert sat on this story. Sat on it.
Well, maybe that made him hard.
And that is the important thing to stress right now. This guy's gone. Let him go.
Yeah, but maybe Denny Hastert didn't think it was as horrible as I. I think this is all very hypocritical.
It is. But get Dennis
if you Hastert. Stuck a 17-year-old girl in front of, they were all together, 535 members of Congress, so stick a 17-year-old girl in front of any of them and say, okay, you can bang her. They'd all bang her.
Yeah, but it's against the law.
Well, no, age of consent, Washington, D.C., 16.
Okay.
Not against the law. This is, I don't know, this just is revealing something about human nature, but I can't figure out what. I really can't. But I found out Garrett's a prude. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left. If the October surprise doesn't come, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Garrett.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue. Real liberals on radio. Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I was dismayed and shocked to learn about Congressman Foley's unacceptable behavior.
In Stockton, California today, President Bush says he supports House Speaker Dennis Hastert's call for a full investigation. Congressman Mark Foley resigned over emails to underage male congressional pages.
Families have every right to expect that when they send their children to be a congressional page in Washington, that those children will be safe.
Hastert has brushed aside suggestions that he resign. Investigators in Pennsylvania are trying to figure out why Charles Roberts went into a one-room Amish schoolhouse yesterday and shot and killed five schoolgirls. Five other girls are still in the hospital, most in critical condition. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says Roberts called his wife before he started shooting.
Roberts stated to his wife, "I am not coming home. The police are here." Then he states, "I molested some minor family members that were 3 or 4 years old, 20 years ago.
Miller says the claim has not been confirmed yet. He also talked about having dreams of molesting again. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says this type of thing is hard to stop.
You can make all the changes you want, but you can never stop a random act of violence by a person who is intent on killing themselves.
We're getting word from Brindisi, Italy. Passengers from a hijacked Turkish airliner are getting off the plane. A government official in Turkey says a Turkish army deserter commandeered the plane to protest Pope Benedict's upcoming trip to Turkey. He has surrendered. John Mather is co-winner of the Nobel Prize for Physics.
I can't say I was completely surprised because people have been telling us that we should be recognized.
Mather and George Smoot were honored for uncovering convincing evidence of the Big Bang theory of the universe. Oil prices are dropping again while the Dow Industrials reached an all-time high. The record was 11,722. It's 20 points above that now. This is AP Radio News. Reaction to North Korea's threatened nuclear test has reached the UN.
U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says North Korea's threat to conduct a nuclear test is a call to action to the UN Security Council. We talk a lot about preventative diplomacy, he said.
But it seems to me if there were a possible test case for the Council to engage in preventative diplomacy, considering this threat by North Korea, would be an excellent example.
Japan's foreign minister says a nuclear test would be much more serious than the July North Korean missile test, which the Council condemned. But Japanese Ambassador Kenzo Oshii Hiroshima. The president for the month says it's too early to predict what action the council may take in response to a nuclear test. Warren Levinson, New York.
There's a push in France to ban smoking in public places like cafes and restaurants. The AP's Jamie Keaton reports it could change the country's image.
What is France without smoky cafes?
Lawmakers say thousands of people die every year in France from secondhand smoke, and they argue the status quo is not acceptable. Smoking bans are already in effect in Britain and Ireland and elsewhere. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-550-3923. 1-800-550-3923. 1-800-550-3923.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to 89letstalk.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At 89letstalk.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Your plan is ending. Now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. 89letstalk.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at 89letstalk.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to 89letstalk.com. That's 89letstalk.com.
It's Friday afternoon. Your boss tells you he needs that report first thing Monday morning. That means you'll be stuck in the office all weekend. I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com. Promo code Sirius for a full month free of Go to My PC.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Do I read this on the air? We're not ready yet, folks. Keep playing the music. We're still doing some content work here. Do you want me to read this on the air, what this guy went back and forth with these messages? There's more. It's gross. I thought we had a family show. We don't. Hello, Americans. Day two of Sexgate, cyberspace, and all that other stuff. Holy smokes. There's more coming out. We tried to get Brian Ross from ABC, the investigative reporter who we've had on this program a few times, who's been very, very accessible and congenial about working with us. He couldn't do it today. He's working on another story. Well, it's out there. Just a few moments ago, there's more. Now, did I not say on this program yesterday it's not the alcohol? That is just, everybody goes to treatment when they have trouble. No matter what you get caught doing or no matter what happens in your life, just go to treatment. That's step one of people feeling better about who you are and the recovery process. I'm not making fun of alcoholism. It's just, it's almost like it's the trendy thing to do. You get a counselor, you get an attorney, or you get some advice from a professional. Well, go into counseling. That's what you just show the public. It's not the alcohol. Here's the story. New Foley instant messages had internet sex while awaiting a House vote. Whoa, interesting here. The former congressman interrupted a vote on the House floor in 2003 to engage in internet sex with a high school student who had served as a congressional page. This according to new internet instant messages provided to ABC News by former pages. They're not Democrats. These are young Americans who are realizing how corrupt this is. You see, some of them still have a conscience before they can get politically twisted. That's what it seems like. Think about that. Now, was he drunk on the floor? Is this an alcohol problem? Was he drunk when he was engaging in the people's business on the floor of the House? ABC News now has obtained, count them, folks, 52 separate instant message exchanges, which with former pages, in which they say that they were sent by Foley using the screen name MAF54 to two different boys under the age of 18. That would be minors. That would be multiple, more than one. The messages dated April 2003 at approximately 7 p.m. according to the message timestamp. And no, I'm not going to read this on the air. We should-